Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined on the telephone by Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker. Superintendent Parker, during the last segment, we ended talking a little bit about technology challenges and so forth. And I was curious, you mentioned Wi-Fi hotspots as well. That's something that students can check out and benefit from?
Well, it depends on the school district that they're in, but we have been working with families to not only check out hotspots, and to get them connected onto Wi-Fi if that's available in their homes. We've also been working with many parents and families to have their internet service providers either get them hooked up at no cost or low cost options and plans that they have. Our local provider, CalNet, has been working with many families to get them connected as well. And so through those multiple efforts, we've been able to bring more people online or bring them online into faster plans that allow them to access things like video streaming and some of the online learning platforms that are helpful in this time period. When we did our technology survey at the beginning of this, we had about 30 to 40%, depending on the district or the location in the county in which you were located, having no internet access or having very slow internet access. And so we're sending out another survey at the end of this week to check in and see how far have we made a dent in that access. We have set up virtual networks at 12 school sites that give people an ability to drive up, have a quick conference call using something like Zoom conferencing, or be able to download and upload emails or upload and download documents from a Google Classroom format. That those 12 networks are throughout the county, and they're in places that have limited internet access as well. One example is up in Long Barn, and another example is down at Don Pedro High. So trying to get some areas that have very limited access to internet service providers, getting them something was a priority. And so this week, we're going to do that survey again to see what devices are still needed and what kind of access is still needed in order to get people online and get them securely online as well.
Very interesting. Anything else education-wise that I haven't asked about as we come near the end of today's show?
One other thing is we are trying our best to communicate with the community, as are all school districts trying to communicate with their community members. Those include their school messenger systems, which automatically reach out to families who are registered with them. So they get auto-dialed messages. They also receive personalized phone calls from their teaching staff, from their principals, from their administrators. Newsletters are going out through email. We use social media quite a lot. Most of the schools have a Facebook account, or their parents club have a Facebook account. So I suggest looking for those Facebook accounts. We also feature many of them through our TCSOS social media, Facebook account as well. So we try to highlight those things that are happening out in the community. So communication is being attempted. We're trying our best to reach everybody. We do it through our partnership with Access Tuolumne, which is our local cable TV company, and that's on Comcast Channel 8. We do it through, of course, through the radio with My Motherload. You've been wonderful partners on this. And again, if anyone has another suggestion of how we can get more communication going, we would love to hear about their ideas.
Sounds like it'll definitely be a busy few months ahead getting ready for that fall semester.
It's going to be very busy, but if anybody can do it, this community can do it. It's a wonderful community, and we work together so well. We are determined to go through this together and come out in the end much stronger and better for it.
You mentioned the PPE equipment as well, you know, like potentially wearing masks and that type of thing. Would that be something, you know, would come from the state direction, or is that something being looked at locally, how that, those decisions would have to be made?
We go by the, as I mentioned before, we go by the most restrictive and order that is out there. And so if that was a direction from the state, of course, we would comply. But we always consult, and we always take our direction from our local public health officer.
And then is around the middle of May, is that when you're anticipating the governor to put out his latest revised budget proposal?
Yes, mid-May is when we'll have a budget. We call that the May budget revision. And those conversations are happening now. As I mentioned, the subcommittee meeting that happened last week. It was in that subcommittee meeting. Those committee meetings are continuing on, moving forward for the May revise. And again, the May revise is from the governor, and then that has to go through a legislative process as well.
Well, Superintendent Parker, we thank you for the update and your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
And that puts a wrap on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. I want to thank our guests this weekend, Kathy Parker, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools. She talked about preparedness and looking ahead to the next school year, as well as some challenges being addressed related to distance learning. Also, Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, speaking about the latest programs and funding opportunities available for local businesses. If you missed this show or past Motherlode Views, you can find them archived, as always, up on mymotherlode.com. We'll see you back next week. We'll have another show focusing on the local response to the coronavirus pandemic. I'm BJ Hansen.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.